hound is trying to speak to me. He's looking very insistent, and he keeps on throwing his toys. That was throwing a toy. At the moment, his tail is wagging against my leg. Oh, he's just spun around. What are we going to do now? Fantas, you're going to give me that toy? Or are you just going to hurl it around the room? He's gone over for the other one. He's gone out into the hallway. What's he gone to do? Got to find something. Where's your toy, Vance? Can you find your toy? What? Come on, then. Where's your toy? That was a nice little jump you did. Come on. That was very funny. Ministry of Silly Walks there, isn't it? Come on. You're going to have a tug on this, then. I have a sort of rope toy thing here with a sort of rope ball on the end. Is he going to get it off me? Is he going to get it? He's trying. He's going to bite my fingers off first, I think. And he's giving a bit. Ah, and he got it. Big yank. Well done, big dog. Clever doggy. Clever doggy. That's my hand. That's my hand. Oh, you're going to lie down now, are you? I'm going to push you over. Ha 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 ha. Push you over. And you're stuffing the ball bit in your mouth, aren't you? Yeah. 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 Big doggy. What? What are you doing? What are you doing? You're hitting me with your paws. Yes? He's leapt up. Tail still wagging here. Yes, Vance? What do you want? What do you want? Have you got another toy? Where's your squeaky bone that doesn't squeak? Where's the squeaky bone? He's gone off to find it, I think. Hopefully. Was that the squeaky bone, Vance? I think you threw it the wrong way, if that is the squeaky bone. Can you get me the squeaky bone? You need to learn to throw it to me, Vance, not away from me. He's throwing it. I don't know if this is part of his plan. He's throwing it more and more towards the kitchen. He must be very clever if that's what he's doing. But oh, well done, you clever boy. Well done. That's excellent. He threw it right into my lap. You clever dog. You clever dog. So I'll just prove to you that this squeaky bone doesn't squeak anymore. Air comes out the middle. It's hollow in the middle, a bit like a comb. The air comes out of it, but Vance has dispatched the squeaker. Yes? I'm licking it now. What? What? You're now throwing it behind me. Where's it gone? I can't find it now. Can you get it for me? Where's it gone? Where's the toy? Yes, I've got your paw, that's very nice. Where's the squeaky toy, Houndy? What? What? He's got to the front door now. Oh, he's heard somebody or something. Have you seen something? Good boy for being quiet now. What did you see? What did you see, Hundley? Yeah? What? Oh, no, he's showing me. He wants me to follow him. He keeps on stopping and pausing. We're going to the kitchen. Okay, what is it you want, Vance? Show me. Show. Is it you want water? No, you want water? Let's try him for water. Licking his lips, so that could be the right thing. Go on then. Nope. Okay, is it you want the toilet? Yes. He seems to have learnt the word toilet, and I'm not sure I've ever really used it that much with him, but apparently he understands that now. Good boy. Good boy. Wait there. Right. Just audio boo people, you can come out with me. So either skip the next 2 minutes or come outside. Right, hold on a second. I think there are going to be quite a few leaves on the ground out there, so it should make for a nice scrunchy recording. Certainly were earlier. I swept up some of them, but I'm putting you on a lead because when spending him at night, it's really difficult to keep track of where he is, and I don't have a pen or anything. I'm just spending him on my patio, so I really do need to pick up after him. Let me see if I actually have a poo bag on me. That would be helpful. I have. I shall make sure it's open already. There we go. So that's all ready for the off. Wait there. Ooh, quite chilly. Come. Busy boy, Vance. Busy. Nice smell of, steak mingling with jade fluid. Busy boy, big doggy. Busy. Busy boy is just walking round in circles. And the leaves are. Good boy, well done. Actually, that sort of steak-like smells rather nice. It does make me think maybe I will cook my Hereford steak, which I've got sitting in the fridge. The thing is, though, it's now mingling with dog wee. You needed that, Vance, didn't you? Good boy. You're going to do a big busy for me. Busy boy. Big busy, Vance. Busy boy. Busy. Busy. Come on, busy boy. Come on, Vance, this is rather lackluster. Come on, you must need it. Come on, busy. Busy boy. Busy. Busy boy. Are we going? He's paused. He's arched his back. Yes, we are hopefully going. So I am just feeling down his back to where his tail starts, and I position my foot back a little from there so I can find the right spot. Busy boy, Vance. Good boy. Busy boy. Good boy. Well done. Well done. Okay, I'm going to unclip you and you can go in. Off you go then. In you go. Good boy. Well done. It's always quite difficult when there are leaves. You end up picking up just as much leaf as you do dog mess. Mm. Oh, that smells gorgeous. Not. Just stick the lead inside. And then I just need to sluice down the areas that you went to with some jade fluid. Hopefully getting the right direction there. Bit of a guess. Right. Now it smells of jade fluid again. Oh, wonderful. Oh. Hello, you. Well done, big doggy. Well done. You clever boy. Aren't you? Bet you won't want to play with me now, will you? Because you've had my attention. You've been out to the loo. What more do you need? May I have your paw, please? No, sit, please. You've got to show the audio bee people that you know how to behave. Now, Vance, sit. Your paw. Good boy, that's very good. Okay, and the other one? Very good, thank you, Vance. No, we don't lick our wet paws, because that's disgusting. Upstand. This one? Paw? Good boy, well done. And this paw? I'm just lightly touching it, and he picks it up. Good boy. Boy, well done. Off you go. Off you go, big boy. Unless you don't want to go off. So, where is that squeaky toy then, Vance? Where's that squeaky toy? Is he over there? Is that the squeaky toy? Are you going to get it for me? Where's the squeaky toy, Vance? It's promising. Are you going to get it to me? You're going to give me the squeaky toy? It's fairly close. Where's the squeaky toy? Come on, Vance, where's the squeaky toy?
I think you threw it past me there, Houndy. You daft thing. Where's it gone? Hang on, let's see if I can find it. That's a rope toy.
Where is it, Vance? I can't see it.
You've got a bit of an advantage over me here, Vance, in the fact that you can actually see the squeaky toy. Aha, that sounds like it.
Can you bring it here? Can you bring the squeaky toy to me? Come on, bring the squeaky toy to me. Vance, maybe a slightly more accurate throw might help here. He's just sort of hurling it around the room. Come on, get me the squeaky toy.
He's now gone round behind me. He's getting a bit... Yes, clever boy. That's what you have to do. That's how you do it, isn't it? You give it to me.
That's a good boy. It's a good boy. Well done. So do you want it then? Do you want your toy? Yeah? You ready? Go!
And he's shot off into the hallway.
Come on then. Come on then.
Where's the toy, Vance?
Where's the toy? Come on, I want the toy, Vance, please. Where's the toy?
Charging past. So it's quite difficult actually staying still when he runs at you.
Come on, give me the toy.
That was a big throw, Vance. Don't look at me like that. Where's the toy? Give it to me.
It's still not me, Vance. Give me the toy, please.
That's found behind you. He just thinks if he keeps on hurling it around, he'll eventually get it in the right place.
Come on, where's the toy? Where's the toy? You're a clever boy, Vance. You can do this. Come on. Come on.
Well, that would be my hand. Yeah, excellent. So that's, must be, what, 50 centimetres closer to me then, Vance?
Where's the toy? I want it, come on, give it to me.
Ooh, we're getting close, where's the toy? Where's the toy? Oh. He's getting cross with me now, I think. It's here, for pity's sake, Robert, it's here. Can't you see it? Come on. Come on! Oi, come on! Where's the toy? Yes, yes! Oh, he's pulled the earphone out of my ear. Thank you for that, Vance. And I got a lick on the nose at the same time. Yes, yes, big boy! Yeah, I'm gonna have your paw. Can I have your paw? Yeah? Yeah, don't you stand on me, Mr. Hound. You stand on me. Yeah? Sure. Come on, come here. Oh, well done, you clever boy. You clever boy, that is absolutely right. If I had a treat in my pocket, I would give you a treat. Would you like a treat, actually? Would you like a treat? Oh, that's excellent. Right, we'll get you a treat. We'll get you a treat.
All right, you just sit there. Calm down, calm.
Right, what have we got? What do we have? Oh, we do seem to have a dental show. I bet it's going to be another one of the really hard ones, but we'll give him a dental show. He's leapt onto his bed and back again. He's going to be a really good boy now. I have to say, I really love the smell of these dental shoes. I have tried nibbling the end of one. It's a bit hard for my teeth, though. I really have to watch my hands now that they don't get... come into contact with his teeth too much.
Yes, Houndy?
He's desperate for it now. And I'm being a bit cruel, making him wait. Oh, that's beautiful sitting, Vance. Beautiful sitting. He has eyes only for the treat. So if I hold the treat up, he's looking up. If I hold the treat down, he's looking down. He's waiting, he's given me his paw. He's now getting quite desperate. Yeah, he's going to snap my hand off now, aren't you? You're going to snap my hand off? Yeah? Okay, Vance, you have been a splendid boy, a really good boy, and here is your treat. And he's taken it off to the other side of the living room. And you can hear it crunching there. That does sound quite hard. I hope I've got some new ones somewhere. But then again, German Shepherds are meant to have, what, the third most powerful jaws of any dog or something. So I'm sure he'll manage. I'm going to rest my feet on him. Yeah. Oh. There we go. I thought you wouldn't mind a little bit of playing with Vance. Sorry for a bit of spending in the middle. But then, there we go. That's life, isn't it? That's having a guide dog. He is a brilliant, brilliant dog. That sounds so hard. The first time I gave him one of these hard ones by accident, I actually took it off him again because I was slightly worried that it was going to damage him in some way. But actually, it shows how amazing Vance is in some ways that you can actually take, and I think it's a guide dog thing in general, you can take food away from them. He's not possessive at all. I think, to be honest, I'd have trouble repossessing this dental chew. It sounds as though it's been chopped up into plenty of little pieces now. And they're quite large, these things. They're sort of not very good at... You see, probably about 10 centimetres in length, and they're quite thick, and he usually gets through them in about 3 minutes flat. And then he'll probably rush off for a bit of water afterwards. I don't know if that's the plan, that, you know, they make them slightly salty, so the dog then goes and drinks water and washes it down, and that way it cleans their teeth. Beats going to the dentist, doesn't it, Vance? Absolute concentration here on getting every last bit. I think he may have got it. He's just licking the carpet. Paws right. He's off. Is he going for the water? He's sniffing into the kitchen. And there we go. There's the water. So predictable. Wonderful things, doggies. Vance, are you looking for crumbs? Vance, before you go, Vance, excuse me, just wanted to say thank you and well done for being a nice boy and a good boy and for playing with me and for giving Audio Boo something to listen to. You know that sigh? You want to be left alone now? Yeah? Right, go on then, off you go then, Houndy. He's gone off to lie in his sentry position by the front door and make sure no burglars come in. Well, if you are a burglar and you heard the way he ate that dental chew, let that be a lesson to you.